Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. And we're having a special Sunday brunch show with a special guest, Irina Chana. Good morning, Irina.
Hi, Michael.
Chana.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Did you bring your coffee?
Sí, I have my cafecito here. And we have a lot of listeners already. Oh, my God. The switchboard is lit up today. People.
Oh, exciting.
Lit up.
Everyone
yeah.
has their coffee.
Everybody, I hope you all have your coffee or tea or maybe a little cocoa, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have yours?
Yep. I've got a little cafe con leche going here.
Nice. And you're with your doggies?
Yeah, they're here. They're in another room, though, just in case they decide to be talkative.
That's funny. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have
you
on the show. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this for a long time now.
Well, as you know, I've been listening to your show and enjoying just the guests that you've had, and so it's really fun to be able to join you on one of your Sunday brunch, kiki chat, coffee talks. So I'm here for it.
There you
go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's such a pleasure. And so for those of you that don't know, Irina and I are cousins. Or actually the proper
yep.
is, what is it, second cousin once removed?
Yeah.
Is that how you, yeah.
I don't know. I think we're
yeah.
just second cousins. I don't know about the removed part,
second.
But yeah, you
oh,
and
okay.
my mom are
second
first cousins. Yeah.
Okay. So Irina is my, but I just think of you as my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, well, let's just jump in here. So Irina
okay.
has been studying, or you've been taking some mediumship development courses, haven't you, recently?
I have, yeah. It's quite shocking to myself that I'm doing that, but I am.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. So
Thanks.
Why don't you tell me, or tell and all the viewers, or the listeners, they're not viewers yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do video someday soon. But anyway, let's start because I guess maybe with family history.
Okay.
Our grandmother, her name is Chayo. So this is on my father's side. This
mm-hmm.
was his stepmother. She was a healer. And
mm-hmm.
I believe that she was also psychic and had some abilities there. And so I
mm-hmm.
believe that this is where the gift comes from. This is one place. I believe there's it comes from other places
mm-hmm.
as well, or from the family as well. But I believe
mm-hmm.
this is where a lot of it comes from. And she was just such an amazing person. And, you know, in the beginning, I didn't believe I could get it from her because she was not blood. So it wasn't
right.
from her blood source, and because she was a stepmother. But
mm-hmm.
People were like, other healers told me, no way. Like, you can get it from her. It's not about being blood. But she
mm-hmm.
was your relative. She was your grandmother. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess I would think of that as like a soul tribe member, that she is a part of that ancestral ancestral lineage, because they say even if you're like married to someone, you know, genetically it's a different family, but you inherit or bring on some of those ancestral stories that need to be healed and you know, improved upon. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Because I really know now, seeing or looking back on history, like my dad was pretty psychic about stuff, very intuitive.
Yeah,
like he knew when you were lying. And I think your mom has some gifts too, and your grandmother.
Oh yeah, I don't know about my grandmother, because she kept her, she didn't talk about that much. But my mother certainly, who was your first cousin, and she's always been one of those people who will think of someone and then they'll call or bump into them in the grocery store and hadn't seen them for months. And then, you know, she's had her own interactions with, not to totally out her, but to angels and spirits and stuff. So she's very open. And then when you know, kind of announce your journey as a pranic healer and psychic medium, I always thought that you were, you know, like the gifted one in the family, but really upon further reflection, my mom has had some of those pieces. And then I think I, as a child, did too, but didn't really acknowledge it or know what it was.
So actually this is a perfect segue. So looking back, did you know you were psychic, or do you see now where your psychic abilities or your mediumship abilities came in?
I think so. I mean, I think I've always thought of myself as intuitive. You know, like always, if I met people, I always had a gut instinct about them. If they were going to be a friend or... Honestly, if they were, I would get, I will tell you, there was a principal of my high school, and I never liked him. And from the very moment I attended the high school, I told my mom, I was like, I do not like him. I get a very bad feeling about him. And he was super charismatic. Everyone loved him, beloved in the community. And it turned out later that he was molesting students. So, you know, things like that, I... definitely, since I've been young, would pick up on people and, like, either felt totally repelled by their energy or, you know, and just so I've always been able to follow that. And then I distinctly remember one clairaudience experience in college early on. But, again, I thought I was like, was that a dream? What was that? And then deja vu, like I've always had dreams where I will see a future moment. And I've had those like my whole life.
Really?
So I think there's been, oh yeah. Yeah. And sometimes I'll like in a dream, I will tell my husband and I'll say, I had this dream, but it seems a little realistic and let's keep an eye out for it. And then that moment will happen in the future. And I'll say like, see, this was my dream I told you about. So
wow.
There's always been kind of those instances. I just never gave it a name, let's say, until recently.
Okay. Okay. So are you still having the dreams, the what we'll call them prophetic dreams?
Oh, I occasionally, yes. Yeah, they're not, I mean, it's probably 2 or 3 times a year. And for the most part, they're kind of unremarkable moments. They're moments like, you know, interacting with people in a certain location, but that's not a typical location or, you know, it's they're honestly not very, remarkable moments, but they are, they do come true. They do happen. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get any more of the deja vu. Long time ago, I used to get a lot of deja vu and, moments and, not so much now anymore, which makes me a little sad because I kind of liked it.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
Coming upon a moment, you're like, oh,
like, oh,
yeah, right? I've been here before.
Yeah, it is neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was always scared, like, as a little girl. And, I mean, I don't – see, this is something that I always chalked up to, like, well, isn't everyone like this? Where I was always – I would wake up in the middle of the night and feel like something was in the room or someone was in the room, like, like a ghost. As a child, I was afraid of ghosts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And often my mom would come and sleep with me or I would go over to her bed. And I think now that I know what I know, I think probably there actually were spirits. I don't know who they were. But as an adult, I've certainly experienced that. And you've taught me about, you know, protections and setting boundaries with spirits. And now that I've been doing those different methods that I've learned from you and from a few others, I feel much more empowered and in control of my space.
Cool. Yeah. So looking back, is there a moment in time where you were completely aware of being in contact with the spirit? And however form and fashion that came. How did that happen?
It happened not that long ago. So it happened in, and I'm seeing it's 11:11 where I am as I just looked at the clock.
Oh,
thank you, spirit. It was in November of 2020, and I got a phone call. One of my best friend's husbands was trying to contact me, and it was strange that he was trying to contact me. And so I had it in my mind that something was wrong. You know, I kind of had that intuitive feeling, of course. I'm like, something's wrong for him to be contacting me. And I told myself mentally, prepare yourself because your friend might be dead. Like, I think that something's wrong, and it might be that she's passed away. And so I called him, and he said that she was in a coma and that she was probably going to be dying by the end of the day. And, you know, there's nothing I could do. She lived hours away from me. I couldn't drive up there because of COVID. I certainly couldn't go visit her. And so, you know, I just thanked him, and we talked a little bit. But then afterwards, you know, I kind of didn't know what to do. And so I just meditated. Mm-hmm. I closed my eyes, and I meditated, and in that time, I went in my mind's eye to her hospital room, and I saw her sitting next to her body in her hospital room, and she looked beautiful, and she said she wasn't in pain, and we had this really beautiful conversation, and, you know, I felt guilty about not being a better friend in some circumstances, and she assured me that that wasn't the case, and, you know, we just had a really beautiful, loving conversation. And then, you know, I came out of my meditation and also I asked her for a sign that, you know, when she did pass, that if I saw that in the future, think of her and know she's around. And that sign was just a simple white Gerber daisy. And so then, you know, that meditation ended, and I, you know, afterwards I thought, was that real or was that just, you know, an exercise I did? What just happened? And then first thing in the morning, I opened up Instagram, and the very first image was just a single white Gerber daisy. For me, that was a very clear symbol that I actually did speak with her and we did connect. And then after that, kind of the flood, you know, a few months later, I was in a intuitive development group, and we were encouraged to share messages with people. And I felt the presence of a woman, an older woman, and she told me her name was Donna, and she told me who she knew. And so I asked that person, I was like, do you know someone in spirit who's passed who would have been about this old year, you know, and her name is Donna. And she said, oh, yeah, our family friend passed away a couple weeks ago, whose name was Donna. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So I think my friend passing and having that connection with her kind of just really opened my heart, my mind, my senses, I guess, mm-hmm. my feelings. Yeah. So then I started. Fortunately, I had you to call and say, Michael, what's happening?
Your life is going down the toilet, Arena.
I know. No. What is this nonsense? And you're like, I knew. I knew all along this was going to happen. So
no,
I'm very lucky because I have you that I can call and say, this happened. What the hell is that? Help me. And just so, and you always have wonderful advice and guidance. So.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just am so blessed to have you as a cousin and see this development of your gifts, your amazing gifts too. And, you know, to be able to talk shop with a family member, right?
That's fun.
Let's get our drink and go talk over here in the corner. Talk about spirit.
Right. Light our candles, burn our sage, and go talk shop. Yeah.
Well, one of the things, though, that I think is truly amazing about you is you're in academia. You have a PhD, and you're a super educated.
A researcher.
And there you go. And so, you know, everything, people that I've met in academia, seems like a lot of you are based in information and facts. And so I find it very interesting, this working with spirit and, you know, spirits and spirit guides. And it's totally, not against, but just not what you're used to. And because it's not about facts, it's more about feeling. And how have you reconciled this process that you're going through, learning about your gifts and developing them with academia? How's that going for you?
I have no idea. I mean, I'm still figuring it out, honestly. But, I mean, I am a research scientist. I'm a research scientist in the social sciences. And, you know, my day job, I come up with ideas to run randomized control trials, you know, across states with hundreds of people. And so I'm definitely a data-based person. I love numbers. I love graphs. And I love, like, for data to tell the story of what's happening in the environment around us. In this scenario, I feel like, I guess maybe that's why I've gravitated more towards evidential mediumship, because the data does come from me. Well, you know, I'm in a practice circle, and I've been doing practice readings and taking classes, and you know, we're doing readings with strangers, people I've never met before, people I don't know their last name. I know nothing about them. And in some cases, I've never even seen them. You know, I know their first name and can hear their voice, and that's it. But and then I'm able to say, or they're able to say, like, okay, your grandmother had two children. One is in spirit. One is, you know, her husband's still living. Like, how would I know any of that? I don't have, there's no feasible explanation. And then, like you said, there's the feeling of this person that's sitting next to me, standing next to me, giving me this information, showing me these pictures. I guess, you know, I think I have been certainly skeptical in the past. And when you started on your journey, I guess I'm open to healing, like various healing modalities. For some reason, I don't know why, I feel like I'm much more open to healing modalities. So when you became a pranic healer, I'm like, okay, like I'm willing to try it, you know. But then the medium piece and like talking to dead people, like that's something that like I still have been skeptical about until I'm experiencing it myself. So, yeah, it's a journey for sure. But yeah, I'm very open to various healing modalities like pranic healing or Reiki, and certainly massage, you know, herbs and all of that. But then when it comes to talking to those in spirit, I've been very skeptical, and I don't think I would have believed it if I wasn't able to actually, like I am, see this information, feel this information, share it, and have it validated by perfect strangers.
Right. Wow.
It's still mind-blowing to
me. Right? Yeah. It is for me. I mean, I've been doing it for a while now, but, I guess for myself, I've had the gift, you know, most of my life. And like you, I was always scared of ghosts, but so intrigued by them, you know. And I'd walk into a building, whether it be a home or office building or whatever, and you could feel them in the building. And it was always just kind of like, I want to go. Why? I don't know. I just don't like it here. It feels awful.
Gotta go.
And,
you know, coming,
right? And coming across them all the time. And, you know, also, too, I'm very skeptical of my development. You know, it's I've always kind of doubted everything. That's kind of the place I came from. It's like, oh, no, this has been happening. And and so it's proved me wrong each time. And I found that I remember hearing another psychic talk about that, and a medium, and she had said the doubt and being skeptical all the time actually hinders the gifts. And that just blew me away. And she said, so, because she went through that, and she said, you have to put that away at some point if you want your gifts to really flourish. And that blew me away.
Good to know.
Like, okay. Right? I was like, okay, enough. Put it away. It's just when the information comes, I just have to start trusting. Yeah.
And certainly in your case, like, you've had enough proof. You've had enough proof of your gifts. Like, you don't need spirit to be proving to you anymore that this is real. Like, it just is.
So
that totally makes sense. I feel like I'm still early in my development, so I can still be a little skeptical. Totally. So.
But and two, I mean, just your work is amazing. It's pretty incredible, and I have to say, I'm always impressed when people get names. When you're doing mediumship work, for the life of me, I mean, this is something I'm really work on. I don't get names very good. And it's interesting because I can hear them and they're talking to me and I can convey all this information.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to names, that doesn't work so well. So when I do get a name right, I feel like I've won the jackpot, you know, like I'm in Vegas.
Totally.
I just won $1 million.
I agree. I think Spirit let me get names early on to prove it to me that this is, like, they needed to hand me names and something, like, really hardcore evidence so that I believed it. And now that I've been doing it for, like, 6 months, I am still getting initials. I'll get first initials or sounds like. But I'm getting less frequently. I'm getting full names. I also have, I've felt, and I don't know if this came to me in meditation or what, but I felt that the spirits, they kind of forget their names. Like, names are not important. And so, I feel like that's also why sometimes we just get a first initial or maybe a nickname even instead of like a birth given name, because what I've sensed is that sometimes they don't even remember their name because it doesn't really matter.
Well, that that's congruent with a lot of information that I get with them, because I find that they're not attached to stuff anymore. You know, like they're
right.
they're not attached to this physical plane like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when I do readings, especially like for parents who have kids on the other side,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might keep their room like the shrine to the person, and they keep everything. And the person on the other side's always like, get rid of it. Like, I'm not there. I'm everywhere you are, and I can be with you and at any time, but get rid of the shrine. Like, I, you
uh-huh.
know, and they'd say like, well, you know, I have your favorite skateboard or your favorite sweater. And they're like, just give it away. Give it to somebody who likes it.
Mm.
Like, especially one kid was like, you know, give it to my friends. They love that stuff. They can use it. Give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, yeah, there's no attachment anymore, which I
right.
find refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So how do you receive your information, I guess, from spirit? What are the ways that you receive your information?
It's been interesting. I mean, I see images.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see, like, someone was telling me that they lived in a house by a lake, and so I saw the view of the lake in a deck. So I'll get words, like the name of a state, where they were from or had a connection to. So I'll get words, images, and then sometimes I get, like, sentences. Like, I feel like I can't hear them. Like, I'm not, in that instance, I'm not hearing it clear audiently, but in my mind's eye, or in my mind, I'm hearing, you know, tell them this, or, you know, so I'll hear complete sentences that I'll just basically say
mm-hmm.
verbatim, but it's a mix. And then,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm working on doing more of the feeling. So I have occasionally felt, someone's
mm-hmm.
given me indication of how they passed, like with a flutter to the heart
mm-hmm.
or like,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, all of a sudden feeling like I need to cough, like I can't breathe very well because of some, you know, and it was that they had a tracheotomy. And so there was like, was getting
mm-hmm.
like that itching in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
So I've occasionally had physical sensations, but not very often. And then
mm-hmm.
I'm working on when I see an image, asking for the feeling behind it. And that's been really, I feel like that's where my next
mm-hmm.
development is going, is
mm-hmm.
allowing myself to feel what they feel when they're showing me images or sharing messages. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So right
mm-hmm.
now, I guess it's a range of
right.
things. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Well, I feel, see, hear, and know. And
mm-hmm.
the way I experience, it's kind of like they drop a package inside me. You know, it's
mm.
not literal, because I think a lot of the time the perception is that they speak sentences and they're standing in front of me,
mm-hmm.
you know, being
mm-hmm.
very logical about conveying information. And it's not that. It's
mm-hmm.
it's kind of all over the place. And the way I feel it or experience it, it's a package. And I open the package up, and the information comes in very quickly. And so it's seeing,
mm.
it's knowing, it's hearing, and it's feeling all at once.
Mm.
And so sometimes
wow.
it takes a while to unload the package and kind of, you know, put stuff out and, okay, what was that? What was that
yeah.
feeling? I don't understand that feeling. And they'll say, it's this. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. And then what? And then, you know, and so then that's when the conversation starts. Tell me more about this. I don't understand this. And also,
mm-hmm.
too, well, it's not so much about me understanding, because sometimes I'll convey
right.
or give the information to the sitter, and they say, I don't understand that. And so then that's when we go back, or like, they don't understand that. So Yeah, it comes all at once. And it's, like I said, it's a package and you have to untangle it all. And also too, I found as time is going on, I don't know about you, but the energy and the way it's presented, especially for my spirit guide, is it's getting more and more subtle. Before, when I first started doing the work, like, they were very loud and clear. Like, it was almost like they were in front of me, you know, and feeling their presence. You know, where a couple times where it startled me, where it was kind of like, oh, what is this? But as time has progressed, it's just more and more subtle. And I always thought I wasn't doing a good job. I was like, don't leave me, please. Like, stay here. Don't. I can hardly hear
you. We're not done yet. Yeah,
right.
And
it's because, right? You know, they don't want to work as hard. They have to lower their vibration to communicate with us. And they're just like, no, we're not going to work this hard with you.
I did have one situation. I did have one situation with a spirit. You said, I felt like they were kind of far off. And I was like, can you come a little closer? Can you speak a little louder? Like, I'm having a hard time picking up the information. But they were there. And then I finally said, was this person? I said, I think this person is shy. They are shy to share this information with me. And the person was like, oh, yeah, they were really shy. This person was a really shy person.
Right?
And now, if I do have kind of, if I feel like I'm having a hard time connecting, I kind of feel into like, oh, is this your personality? Or is this like you really just don't want to share anything? So that was a recent experience I had where I'm like, okay, I'm trying to learn, lean into that more to pick up those personality traits that are really subtle energies. Man, tricky stuff.
And also, too, the ones that are quiet, right? They were quiet on the earth plane when they were in their body. They just kind of stand there and you're like, okay, like anytime now, let's give some information.
Yeah, now's your time to shine. Let's do it.
Right.
Oh, yeah, what a gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still just even being able to have this conversation with you. It's amazing to me. So,
right?
Always being wowed.
So
and I love this, like, learning phase. So it's a fun place to be.
Yeah. Well, you made a career out of it, out of learning.
I know, right? That's true. I know. I never thought I would go back to school. Like, once I got my PhD, I said, I am done. I am done with school. I don't need to do that anymore. And, like, right now I'm signed up for, like, 3 mediumship courses.
It's good.
So,
I love it. I think it's fun to see how other mediums work. And because we're all different, you know, we all have different gifts and traits. And everybody works with spirit differently, and I find it fascinating how people work and connect. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I'm right when I say this, but when you started doing this, was it more in the mediumship arena?
Yes.
When you started doing it, right, okay. And
so
now you're starting to do psychic work, right?
I mean, that's a part of this learning process is I thought, okay, well, I have this mediumship ability, so let's foster that and learn about that and grow as much as I can. And then there was a course offered by Deborah Lynn Katz, and she, I think her school is called, like, the International School of Clairvoyance. And she actually, you are the one who recommended her book to me. So, if you have it, I can put a plug for your website. You have it on your resources page on your website. So you send me the link, and So it's the book, and it's a trilogy, but it's the first book is You Are Psychic. So I got that book, and then, oh, here's a sign from Spirit. So you said, get that book. So I got the book, and I started reading it, and in the introduction, it was like the 20-year anniversary, so she was giving updates about like the things that had changed in her life since she first wrote the book, and one of the things was that she had moved from Sedona, Arizona to the Oregon coast, and I live in Oregon, and so I was like, oh, there's a sign from Spirit that I should be doing this, like this woman who's this internationally, you know, recognized psychic and psychic trainer lives in Oregon, and so anyway, so that was funny, but looked up her website, yeah, and I took her 12-week clairvoyance level 1 class, and yeah, like just, You told me that, like, all mediums are psychic, but not all psychics are mediums, but I didn't really believe it until until I took the course, and then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I do have psychic skills. I do. I can give people guidance and know things that I wouldn't otherwise know by using some of the techniques that I've learned through that course. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's amazing.
So she's also she has a PhD. Did that help?
Yeah.
In any way? Working
she,
with her?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. When I first got the book, I didn't know that she had her advanced degrees, but she and she actually just finished her PhD this spring. So I started taking the class from her just after she had graduated, but she's very interested in research of, I guess, you know, it's called paranormal psychology. And so she does a lot of remote viewing, and she's interested in doing research in that capacity. But she's amazing. Yeah. So I really appreciate her pursuit of knowledge and wanting to establish more of the science.
Yeah,
in the area.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm somewhat interested in remote viewing. I want to kind of expand into that area, but I also want to work with detectives. I find it fascinating. I had in one of my dealings, I dealt with this detective. She was a woman. I didn't know it. And she was coming for a question about her relationship. But this woman showed up, and it was a young woman, and the young woman wanted to thank her for her work that she did with her. And she helped find – they caught the guy that killed her, and they found her body. And so she wanted to thank – the woman, and then it still like wasn't registering like what it was, and then finally the woman said, oh, I'm a detective. So I just always found that work just so fascinating, and then I met a couple other mediums after that work with detectives, of course off the books and on the down low, but they help find killers, and you know, they assist the detectives and with information. And so I always found that fascinating.
Yeah, you should do that. That would be awesome and incredible. And yeah,
right?
I love, yeah, I don't want to do that work. But if you feel called to do it, you should, because I'm sure they need more like authentic mediums to do that. Yeah, yeah. There's so much. Not to go down a rabbit hole, but yes, I think that is a really beautiful calling. So if you're feeling it, and I think remote viewing is a part of that work, you know, because you have to look to where the, like, especially like in a missing person's case, you have to look to see where is that person and look for the visual cues around where they're located or, neat. Yeah. She just published a book, Deborah Lynn Katz just published a book on remote viewing. So,
And then also maybe she'll teach a course. That'll be fun.
I think she does. She does have courses, I believe, in remote viewing. And I'm signed up now for her mediumship course that's going to start in October. So I'm taking a class with her starting in October, another 12-week mediumship course, and then one with Chris Drew and the Arthur Findlay College, and that you and I are going to do that as study buddies, which will be great.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. And then, but Deborah Lynn Kantz also has like a clairvoyance level too. Like it really is a school, and it's very impressive. She has practice groups for students. So every other Wednesday you can join in practice groups, delivering psychic messages one-on-one or to a small group. And the practice is essential, I think, which has helped me to gain my confidence.
Oh, good. Well, speaking of practice, we have a lot of people on the phone. Do you want to take a call? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Not to put you in the spot, but yeah, I am.
I'm willing to give it a try.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I didn't plan on this, but we have a little bit of time, and I thought, all right, this will be fun. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
All right. So we're going to go to the callers. So we're going to take your call, give us your name, and tell us where you're calling from, and ask a question. If you have one. First caller is area code 803. Hello, 803. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Chris from South Carolina.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. How are you doing? I was calling to ask about my money.
What about your money?
How's it looking? See any money coming in?
All right, so let's see.
Yeah, I'm just going to close my eyes. And yeah, Chris, will you just say your first name three times for me so I can try to really connect with your energy?
Chris, Chris, Chris.
Okay. I do see that there – I see just money growing, so I see that there are some opportunities. What I see is like you have maybe two choices for generating funds, and one is going to be much more lucrative than the other. So I see one opportunity is more based on the land, and that is not as lucrative as the other option, and I see you driving actually with the other option, and that driving is the more lucrative, the whatever opportunity is connected with a car or a truck or driving is a more lucrative opportunity.
Yeah, I was just asking when the big money comes.
I don't know. What do you have, Michael?
I'm actually seeing some money coming to you at the end of the year. I'm seeing December. It feels cold and short days. But I also see like a stack of money being handed over to you. So it feels like some type of, I don't know, maybe a contract is paid out or some money you're owed, but it's given to you. All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Chris.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
Hope you get your big money. All right.
Me too. That sounds great.
Right? I know. I want that. A big stack of cash in December, right? All right. You want to take another call?
Sure. Let's do one more.
All right. All right. So here we go. We're going to caller number 650. Hello, 650. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Miranda. I'm calling from New Jersey. And hi to you and your guests. I was in the process of, thinking about moving, and I like two places in a building, and I'm wondering which one you think I might get.
Okay.
The number 5 came to me right away when you asked that. Don't know if that's related to... Yeah.
I'm not sure what how that would be related.
Okay. Are they in the same
Can
building?
I jump in here?
They are.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm seeing one more like a light-colored building. Like a sandstone type of thing.
It is a light-colored building. It's like a grayish. From what I recall, and there are two apartments in that building, and I'm not sure one is more expensive than the other, and I'm just wondering what you guys see happening.
I'm getting the light-colored building.
Well, yeah.
They're both in the same apartment. And
they're
both
in the
same
building. They're both in the same building. One apartment is slightly more expensive than the other, and I'm just wondering what you see in terms of what will I eventually get.
My initial reaction is that the more expensive one is the more likely scenario, and also I think it will actually make you happier. Like you will be more content. In that space, and more like I just see like a flower opening. That's really a place where you can blossom.
Yeah, the agent says there's an offer on it already, and I'm not sure whether that's true. Whether she's trying to create, like this nervousness in us to pay more. I'm not sure what's going on because. As it is, like I said, it's already more expensive than the other one, and she states that there's an offer on it. We just called her today.
I kept seeing the number 2 is the more expensive, and then I kept also getting more of a hit on the more expensive apartment. Is the more expensive apartment a 2-bedroom?
No, actually.
Is that what the number 2 is?
They're both 3-bedroom apartments, both 3-bedroom.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what the number 2 is then, but I kept getting more of a hit on the more expensive apartment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think she's bluffing, or is that meant to, like, make us put in a higher offer? Because I don't know. What is your gut?
I kind of see the real estate agent actually as like an ivy plant with her arms reaching all over. Like she's trying to connect with lots of people, trying to make things happen, and she's reaching for the highest offer. I don't think she's bluffing. I think she is talking to a lot of people.
I guess my last question
that.
Would be like, would our offer be higher than the offer she says she has if we were to make an offer?
My sense is that you might have to go a little higher. What do you sense, Michael?
I do think you're going to have to pay a little more than the current offer that's there. So I think maybe what the number 2 that I'm seeing is it's going to be 2 parties trying to get the apartment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it does feel like there's going to be kind of a bidding war. It doesn't feel like it's going to go super high, but it feels like you're going to get this apartment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because there, there are two
units.
That's
a little bit higher offer.
Uh-huh. Two units in the same line, like, so they have the same floor plan. And because one is slightly on a higher floor, it's more money. And so we'll see. My husband likes
you,
the one on the higher
connected?
Floor.
Are you connected? Right.
What do you mean?
Because I was going to say, mm-hmm. I feel a stronger connection between you and the one on the higher floor than the one on the lower floor.
I feel that too, but at the same time, I want to be practical and not, like, spend too much. But, yeah, of
mm-hmm.
course, I feel more of a connection to the higher floor. But I'm more open
mm-hmm.
to the, like, if it doesn't work out for some reason. But,
mm-hmm.
Because I think we can easily get the second one because it's cheaper. I mean,
okay.
the
well,
lower
I mean,
floor.
This is not my psychic side talking. This is just my psychology background talking. But I would I would just put away that worry of not having the financial
mm-hmm.
means to handle the more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Put that away
mm-hmm.
because it's not going to serve you right now. And if you feel
right.
more connected to that, more expensive
higher,
apartment, then
higher floor.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the higher floor. Like then, yeah, own it. That's yours, and put in a little bit of a higher offer so that you can really
mm-hmm.
make sure that you're going to get it because that's going to be where you guys
mm-hmm.
are going to be the most fruitful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Send positive energy
you got
to it.
It.
Yeah. 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 Because.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda, one of the things I feel here, there's some fear at play
mm-hmm.
in your energy. And so the fear is not going to serve you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
All it's
mm-hmm.
going to do is contract your energy and make it harder
right.
for you to make decisions and like, oh, what are we
mm-hmm.
going to do? So it's kind of
mm-hmm.
like you need to try to, okay, I'm going to just set the fear aside right now and I'm going to go after what I want and
mm-hmm.
focus on that, you know, like
right,
this
trust,
is what
trust.
We want.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And go after
trust
it.
Trust
right?
the money will come. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, also too, I mean, you have to be
mm-hmm.
practical as well. I mean, you can't, you know, overbid
mm-hmm.
and overspend
mm-hmm.
as well.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
studying your budgets and knowing, okay, this
mm-hmm.
is where we can work.
Mm-hmm.
This is still in our budget. Let's go after this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
right.
once you have your budget, put the fear aside. It's not doing you any good. It's not helping you see. It's not helping
mm-hmm.
you figure out how to get this done. It hinders
mm-hmm.
everything. So
of course.
Put it to the side mm-hmm. and move forward. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you both.
Well,
hopefully
good luck to you.
It will work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best of luck, Miranda.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, there you go.
Well,
that
thanks,
wasn't too
Michael.
Hard, right?
Thanks for that opportunity to practice, and thanks for Chris and Miranda for letting me jump in there, so...
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm glad. Thank you for taking the calls with me. That was so good. So we're almost getting to the end here. I can't believe it's already going to be an hour.
Aww.
So how can people get a hold of you? Are you available and open for readings?
Yeah, so I am available for readings, and I at this point right now, I'm just wanting to do a few more practice readings, and so I'm interested in finding just a few people, I'd say 3 to 5 people who would be willing to sit for a 30-minute practice reading with me in exchange for a testimonial if they felt like it was worth their, you know, if they got something out of it, some healing or good information or connection with a past loved one in spirit. So I am looking for a few more people to practice with. And so people can go to my website, erinachanna.com. So that's erinachanna.com. And I'm also on Instagram now. So I just started doing Instagram. I'm a little late, but so that's erinachanna over at Instagram. So, yeah.
Yay. Very
so
good.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to start offering full, you know, charging and starting for doing readings in 2022. So I want to just kind of continue to learn and develop and practice through the end of this year. And then, yeah, and then I'll jump in and start offering, still limited because I still have this other career and I'm very interested. I love my career. And so I'm not interested in giving it up, but I do feel called to help and connect people with their loved ones in spirit. And then I mentioned to you recently, I've been able to connect to people's spirit guides. And that's been super powerful. And I've actually been able to channel what their spirit guides are telling me to tell them. I want to continue to develop that as well, because it's really beautiful for people to see their highest selves, you know, and how much their spirit guides are there to support them. So anyway, this whole mystical world, Michael, has opened up, and now I just want to continue to grow. So
fantastic. And I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because I love her and she's my cousin, but she's really good. She's done a session for me, and she was able to connect with some old friends that are on the other side, and ones that I've been trying to connect to, but for some reason they never came to me through just my own abilities, but they came to her. So
yeah, they were so excited too. They were sweet.
Right?
they had so much personality, and and we should say too that I didn't really know you back then when you knew these two friends, and so it was all new to me. And you know, I got a J name, and then I was like, they're saying a J name again. This J keeps on coming back. He said, well, both of their names started with a J. So I was like, oh, okay, that's why they keep on, So that was, they were sweet. It was really sweet to connect you with them, because there's clearly a lot of love there.
Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're,
thank you for all that you've done for me. And
you're welcome. I wanted to ask you, did you get a crystal ball yet and a turban? So when you sit there and do your work, you can look into your crystal ball.
I am sitting in a flowy dress. But I do not have a crystal ball yet. Gosh. Yeah. I'm missing out. I do have a cat. He's not a black cat, but I do have a cat, and I definitely have some crystals here at my desk. I'm working on, you know, building up all of my tools in my spirit, in my spirit tool chest. So, yeah,
fantastic.
And you gave me so many good resources and library, you know, books to pick up, and then of course, thank you for the pranic healings you've offered me and connecting me to my spirit guides, because I think if you hadn't done that initially, when spirit was trying to get my attention, I don't know that, you know, we'd be talking here like this with this conversation specifically. So
right.
Thanks, Michael.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for coming on the show. It's been fun. So from the studio here at the Psychic Funhouse, I'd like to thank all of our listeners for calling in
those that called in and those that are going to download us as well. I want to thank all of you. Follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and also on Amazon, Apple, and Spotify podcasts. Follow us there and download us. We have weekly shows, and like this week, we had two shows. So every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, and then we have our special Brent shows on the weekend, and those are sporadic. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you, Arena, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you. Bye, everyone.
I appreciate you. Bye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.